some of the efforts of local folks who want to help the food bank out. We're going to get his take on where they are in their effort to get up and going. They need a new freezer. They need food for the freezer. The infrastructure, their phones and their computers was all taken out by lightning strike. They lost some tires. I believe some people have replaced that for their truck, but we're going to get an update of that with Dave Carr, who is with the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. He is on the other end of our line. He's the director. David, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine.
Well, give me an update. Where are we in your efforts? I know that you had a number out there about $30,000, and you raised about half or a little bit more than that the last time we talked. What's happened in the last few days since we last spoke?
Well, since last week, you know, we're at about $22,000 towards our $30,000 goal. Although the original goal was set when we originally just had the freezer breakdown, and so now we've increased it. We're trying to raise $50,000, and we're, you know, we put an appeal out to our donor base and let them know what's going on, and so we're making larger efforts to raise money to fix some of this infrastructure problems.
Well, we are getting calls from the likes of the Ed Hardens from McLaren Health Plan. I believe that they're going to be becoming involved in one way or another. Also, we had Greg Hochstead on from the Roadhouse Event Center in Williamston, and they're going to have a fundraiser this Sunday from 7 to 9 at 2700 East Grand River at the Roadhouse Event Center out in Williamston next to Christian's Greenhouse at 7 to 9 p.m. They're going to have a trivia event as well as a buffet, and the proceeds after they pay for the food are all going to the food bank.
Well, that's tremendous. See, we've gotten tremendous response from our appeal. And, you know, it just takes time. I'm almost apologetic because I've had such a response, but, you know, we're still kind of draining the swamp around here. We're hoping by the August 15th to have the freezer going and, you know, up and operational and start serving, you know, the product that we're not putting into the community. We should be able to get that going again next Monday. So today the crane is actually lifting equipment into the facility so that we can start installing it and get it going. We have some of our communications back up. You know, we have AirLink, and you know, we have Lansing Ice and Fuel has just done a super job of keeping all our trailers fueled up for us, keep them going while we're going through this period. So it's still another week before we're actually what I would consider to be normal operations.
And, Dave, I don't think people understand how big this freezer is. I mean, you need a crane, and it's got to be put together. But is there something size-wise you can give us an idea of how big this freezer is?
Well, it's two stories tall, and it holds 175 pallets of food. A typical semi-trailer holds 20 pallets of food. So you just the capacity. You know, Meyer was able to help us out originally, but, you know, there's nobody else in the community in a sense. I mean, it's that kind of community asset that allows us to bring in semi-loads of product, mix it, and then get it back out into the community. So, it's tremendous value to the community. I think it's somewhat hidden because it's part of the infrastructure, but we really can't operate very well without it.
And just to give folks an idea, how much food do you send out? What's it easier to say, daily, weekly, monthly?
Well, annually we do 5 million pounds of food, but it doesn't really resonate. People don't think of food in pounds. And so, you know, we're doing 100 pallets a week on average. And so we're bringing in 100 pallets, breaking it into smaller quantities so our agencies in the community, the 200 churches that help us out by distributing food to families, you know, we break it down into a pallet or a pallet and a half, and then they come and get that because storage at where they're operating out of is limited. So it's a constant flow of food, and we're like the wholesaler to those pantries.
And give me a map, if you will, of the communities that you serve. How far north, south, east, and west do you go?
We go as far north as Harrison, Michigan. And so we go over to Shiawassee. We have the Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County, which is the largest group, you know, largest population base. It kind of thins out as you go north. you know, up into the other counties. So.
And there is a need, especially for children and seniors, isn't there?
There's always a need. There's a vulnerable group of, you know, children, seniors. You know, they have the inability to help themselves a lot of times, and so, you know, and what makes it good is we work through churches so that churches can have that contact with the family to help them with what they need.
All right. Well, David, we're going to be publicizing that event out in Williamston. Anyone else who wants to do a similar thing, give me a call here at the station, and we will help them publicize that. We're going to talk with you later this week, and we're going to do what we can to help you get back to where you were.
Tony, that's super. I appreciate all that you've done for us. I appreciate the community's effort to keep us going so that we can help hungry families in our community.
And by the way, David, I hope that the police get who stole those tires. Because, you know, I have this picture. Here's this guy running down the road, or in the back of his truck is this big old tire. And it just seems like you can't hide that. And if you try and go and sell it, someone's going to give up the goods.
I hope somebody in the community steps up and turns these people in, because this, I absolutely agree with you, Tony. I'd like to catch that person, make sure they pay for the crime.
You know, it's like the guy who puts a key on a nice car. It just irritates you, you know?
Yeah, it does.
All right, Dave Carr from the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.